learning to put your trance down and pick it back up, to know that it is here, ready when you are ready, and patiently waiting. So if you have to step away, you can step back. There's no rush, only the calm of knowing you can easily pick back up where you left off, and savor the deep enjoyment of trance, knowing that everything is done and you are prepared, that everything in your environment is as it should be. And as you return here and begin to drift into trance, you are also as you should be. You may do this as many times as needed. Pause and return, rise and drop, as many times as necessary. I consider it to simply be another form of fractionation, and perhaps that way of thinking will also be helpful to you. However you think of it, remember that every time you step away and then return to trance, you not only find that you can trance deeper than you could before, but also that in returning to trance, you have obtained a kind of success. You are choosing to drop, seeking out and acting on a desire, deliberately reinforcing what you long for. And that is returning to depth, returning to deepness, returning to a place that is down, returning to relaxation, a respite from the risen world. Whenever you find that something calls you away and requires you to be up, you are free from frustration because you know that as a result of having to rise up, you will only fall deeper upon your return. A simple and sweet plunge back into the welcoming depth, and trance envelops you like a warm and much-loved blanket. Up and down, awake then deep, alert then calm, tranquil, attentive, ready, ready from a bottomless hole of trance that you eagerly cast yourself down, knowing that there is no end to the depth that you can reach, but always hungry to find out how much deeper you'll get the next time and the time after, ready to begin again and again, as many times as needed, where every up results in a more victorious crashing down deep into sleep. This can apply to every single time you leave trance, be it through interruption or by ending a session. The moments of waking are only interludes, and the promise of trance beckons from the other side. It's a cycle, a practice of rising and returning deeper and deeper each and every time. Because repetition is the point, puppy. And puppy thoughts are sleepy thoughts. So waking up is necessary. And going deep is necessary. All the skills, including a sense of resolution, a sense of being safe and anchored. Things we don't even think are skills can be learned under my tutelage, with me, within our shared system of thoughts and learning. So, with your environment calm and comfortable, with yourself calm and comfortable. In all of what follows, you will be safe. Your body will instinctively, unthinkingly, move in ways which lead to your personal comfort, which maximize pleasure, sensation, and depth. Make sure any toys you may want are within reach. Your body is prepared for their use, and relax. Focus on my voice and let your mind drift. The letting yourself down and drifting is sort of automatic, becoming more automatic with practice. Your mind moves through all sorts of patterns, puppy. You have ideas about what you're going to do, what you want to do, and you get pulled in. Pulled into something you're thinking of, something you're reading, pulled into the words I'm saying, you're absorbing, pulled into desires, both mine and yours, and absorption eventually fills you up, until drifting becomes possible, plausible, inevitable, a slow but steady process, and one where you get to hear, good puppy, and be safe within my words, within the pattern we're weaving, a pattern which begins shallow, simple, and then slides somewhat deeper. Dial in to the times you enter a state of flow in your day. Envision clearly and comfortably for me, puppy, a time you felt warm and relaxed enough that you seemed zoomed out, less attached to your body, more in your actions, more in the words or the experience, more able to access what is going on, sinking, sliding, and gradually going deeper. Drifting is a good place to be, a relaxing place. It can be a sexy place too, comfortable, malleable, becoming more and more open, eyes closed, mind open, thoughts sinking deep, deep thoughts, deep breathing, stable and well-rooted, well-grounded, surrounded by a sense of safety and security. Secure and surrendering. Good. Very good. Listen to my voice as you continue down this path of surrender. Understanding that surrender brings you only the best feelings, the best thoughts, and the best things I have in mind for us to share together. Good puppy, deeper. Good puppy, more. More and deeper. Instead of counting which is a part of the world above and outside our warmth, though I may sometimes bring it in, I want you to imagine that a continuum which goes outward toward the place where you are absorbing, warm and deep and absolute. A path leads forward and down. This cherished time luxuriously lapping over your mind, contains only two directions, deeper and more. Forward and down, a path sloped gently down through a valley of our mutual pleasure, in which you know your place, slightly behind me, if leashed, if collared, if touched ever so gently, constantly connected to my path, a path which goes deeper, a path which goes forward, a path which goes any way I like. Isn't that so good for you, puppy? To follow, to float, to fall. And we both build it all, our place to play. Puppy wants to play. It's playtime, puppy. Good puppy. More, deeper. And if it helps, you can try to attach numbers to each one. I say more, and you hear 10. I say deeper after that, and you hear 9. And deeper, echoing, but I assure you, at some point, you will let the numbers go, and even the words. I will say deeper, and you will feel a flare of pleasing warmth, of trust, of surrender to my words. I will say more, and the wave of more will be too much to keep track through. And if I wanted, I could say a number deeper, 8, more, 7, deeper, 6. But isn't it so silly to imagine a world where my puppy needs to count down? I say you're deep, and you know where you're at. I say more, and you can whimper or nod or acquiesce and agree in all the ways that are best for you. The best ways to surrender to me, and more, deeper, more, deeper. Each breath brings you back to basics, back to grounding, back to this moment. Here is where we begin, and when I send you deep here, this feeling, this moment, felt in every inch of your body, is where you end up. Deeper, my puppy. Deeper for your alpha. Good puppy. You are in a place which is made for you, and now you're deep enough. Now the story can unfold. Hold on to your desire, to the good puppy warmth and cherishing which is now permeating you, soft, whispering, complete, and associated indelibly with me and with how I send you deep down, puppy.